Unit 8. Genetically Modified GM Products. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. I think we should open with some background information on genetic modification and then go into specifics.
That sounds fine. And don't forget that when we're done talking, we also have to take questions from the professor and from the class.
I know. So we'd better be really prepared. Before we actually plan out what we're going to say, why don't we quiz each other and make sure we've got everything down?
All right, good idea. I'll start with a basic one. What exactly is genetic modification?
There are really two answers to that question. Very generally, it means any sort of change to the DNA of a plant or animal. In this general sense, all organisms alive today are the products of genetic modification, since we've all evolved over millions of years through natural selection from single-cell organisms. Most crops, farm animals, and pets like dogs and cats have also undergone artificial selection, farmers and breeders choosing their favorites to produce more like them. But the term is usually used in its more specific sense to mean genetic engineering. This refers to deliberate changes to DNA made by scientists using modern biotechnology. It normally involves inserting DNA from one organism into another to produce certain results. In our presentation, we'll be addressing issues of genetic modification in this second sense, particularly with regard to genetically modified food.
Wow, you're like a talking dictionary. Now ask me something.
Okay. Why is there so much controversy over genetically modified food?
For a couple of reasons. One, because it's new and is always producing new results. All of this unknown potential means that some people see huge possible benefits, while others see huge possible damage. And there's also the fact that people tend to be especially careful and concerned about what's in their food.
Can you give some examples of the possible benefits?
Farmers are already seeing some of the biggest rewards, since many GM crops are easier to grow. Genetically engineered seeds have been shown to produce higher yields, and they can also be made more resistant to disease. That leads me to a second type of benefit, for the environment. Growing more resistant plants means farmers have to spray fewer chemicals to protect them, and there's less ground pollution. Also, GM can produce healthier foods. For example, researchers inserted a gene from a nut into a soybean, and this improved the bean's nutritional content.
Wait a second. Are you sure you want to mention that?
Why not?
Don't you remember? The professor told us that soybeans couldn't be marketed because its modification made a lot of people allergic to it. We can talk about that example in part about possible dangers.
You're right. I forget about that. What's a better example of a benefit for people's health?
How about the banana with the built-in vaccine?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. A few years ago, researchers developed a banana that could make people resistant to the hepatitis B virus. It's especially exciting because the usual vaccine costs about $150. This GM banana could be a big gain in hepatitis prevention for very little money.
Good.
Now, tell me about the other side of the controversy.
Well, opponents of GM like to point out that because it's so new, the long-term effects are still in doubt. They compare GM research to nuclear research in the last century. A lot of the people who worked with nuclear technology in the early days ended up with cancer and other health problems because they didn't know the risks.
Specifically, what kind of problems might GM bring?
One concern is that a genetically modified crop will escape the farm and begin to grow in the wild. Because GM crops are so strong and resistant, they could grow out of control, killing off native wild plants and disturbing the natural ecosystem. Also, of course, there could be unintended effects on people, like the case of soybeans that you mentioned earlier. And the safety of a food is hard to test, much harder than testing individual drugs or chemicals. Number one, what is the topic of the conversation? Number two, why is this topic being discussed? Number three, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
And don't forget that when we're done talking, we also have to take questions from the professor and from the class.
I know. So we better be really prepared. Before we actually plan out what we're going to say, why don't we quiz each other and make sure we've got everything down?
All right. Good idea. Why does the woman say this?
Before we actually plan out what we're going to say, why don't we quiz each other and make sure we've got everything down? Number 4. In its specific sense, the term genetic modification refers to a kind of... Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. It normally involves inserting DNA from one organism into another to produce certain results. In our presentation, we'll be addressing issues of genetic modification in this second sense, particularly with regard to genetically modified food.
Wow! You're like a talking dictionary. Now ask me something.
How does the man seem to feel about what the woman has said? Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Also, GM can produce healthier foods. For example, researchers inserted a gene from a nut into a soybean, and this improved the bean's nutritional content.
Wait a second. Are you sure you want to mention that?
Why not?
Don't you remember? The professor told us that soybeans couldn't be marketed because its modification made a lot of people allergic to it.
What does the woman mean when she says this?
Wait a second. Are you sure you want to mention that? Number 7. The speakers mention a benefit of GM foods for all of the following except... Number 8. Which of the following is mentioned as a possible problem with genetic modification? Number 9. The speakers discuss a GM banana that...